Boker Tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Sanhedrin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Tzadik Zayin, and we're holding at the bottom, one line up from the bottom of Amud Beit, Tzadik Vav Amud Beit. Omer le Reb Nachman le Rabbi Yitzchak, continuing on our conversations about what we saw as the patterns of the inyanim of Geula and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhoga of the Olam in these various stages that go all the way back from the beginning through the end and have these repetitive types of Hanhogas in which we've witnessed the various Geulais that seem to show the same type of Hanhoga and the same type of Kirva that we saw in the early ones, we see in the later ones. And so we continue on. As Reb Nachman asks Reb Yitzchak, maybe you heard, Ema Tati Bar Nafle? When is the Mr. Fallen One? When is he going to show up? Omale, who the heck is that? Man Bar Nafle. Omale, Mashiach. I'm talking about Mashiach's coming. Mashiach, Bar Nafle Karitale. Where'd you get that weird name for Mashiach to call him the one who fell? Omale, of course, that's what it says. By Yomahu. Akim et sukat David hanofalat. So you see that the Malchus of David is always referred to as falling. So if that's the point, it's the fact that it's always there and it's always meant to be there. It just seems to have suffered a temporary collapse and we need to pick it up again. But it's not as if we need to start something new and this is like a major breakthrough. So I don't want it to appear, you know, some kind of esoteric, far-off ideal. I want to know when we're picking it up. Ah, okay, I like that. What I heard was that Rabbi Yochanan said that there's certain simonim that have to do with when Mashiach will show up. And Hachi Omar, Rabbi Yochanan Dorsha ben David Babo, if you want to know whether you're living at a time that you can expect Mashiach to show up, Talmidei Chachamim mitma'atim. It's a time when there are very few real Talmidei Chachamim. And Hashar, the other people, Einam Kalot Biagon Mi'anacha, people are just getting worn out from all of their tzoras. There's a great deal of frustration of nothing happening. Mitzorot Rabot Ugzerot Kashot Mitchachot. There's always new issues coming up, new things you have to deal with, and nothing ever seems to be settled down. Before you get rid of the first problem, the second one comes along. So it's just like, there's no time to really think about anything. The Shavua means not the week, of course, means the week of years, which is the 7 years of Shemitah. So the Shavua Sheben David Babo, Shana Rishana Mitkayim Mikraza. In the first year, we see a lot of Himtarti Alirachat Valirachat Loamtir. So in some areas, there's going to be a lot of rainfall, in other areas not. In the second year of that seven-year cycle, there'll be different places where there actually will be famine. The third year, there may be great famines, and you'll have hundreds of thousands of people dying in Africa. Chasidim v'anshei ma'aseh, which will include a lot of people that are really tzaddikim, tera mishtakachas milamdea, because people won't be able to concentrate on their learning, they're going to forget their learning. And v'it, sova veno sova, there'll be a return of the markets in the fourth year. In the fifth, there will be a tremendous amount of sufficiency. Sova gadol, ochle v'shosim ismechim, there's going to be lots of fantastic market returns. People are going to be dancing around and happy. And Torah Chozeret L'Lomdea, it'll be possible to spend your time sitting and learning. And B'Shishit Kolot, there'll be rumors of all kinds of changes in the world in the sixth year. In the seventh year, there'll be wars. And B'Motzei Shviyas Ben David Ba. Amar of Yosef, come off it. You know, we've heard this kind of stuff before. This is like, you know, those kind of weird books where the same thing happens all the time, and you can always pretend that this is the year Mashiach is coming. I mean, this doesn't Nostradamus style, you know. This happened plenty of times. V'lo ata, Amar Abaya, come on, it's not that loose, you know. B'shishit kolot, b'shvi'it milchamot, mihave. I mean, did you ever have that in the sixth year, there were rumors that Mashiach is coming, and in the seventh year, there were wars? I mean, that part didn't happen. Or what about, like, is it exactly in this order? Is this the way it came out? No, you know. So it's not just stam baba maisis. Of course, all of these inyanim, as we saw before, they're not actually meant to be mamish simonim, because as the Rambam states clearly, la halacha, no matter how it is you got these issues in the Gemara, the bottom line is that we have a psak in the Rambam. None of this is meant to be taken all that seriously. It's remuzim that only makes sense in retrospect. And in fact, nobody knows what any of this actually is about. And not only that, it doesn't do you any good, says the Rambam, to bother thinking about it. As we're going to see later on in the Gemara, because there's nothing about this that gives a person more Yirah Shamayim, that helps him in Avodah Shamayim, and there's no reason for you to waste your time on it. It's just esoterica. Asher cherfu oyevecha, Hashem, asher cherfu ikfot mishichecha. Now Rashi says, I have no idea what this pasuk is doing here. And in fact, there's even some who say that it's a mistake and it shouldn't be placed here. Rashi suggests maybe that in the Girsa, the original Girsa in the Gemara, it made a reference to the Ikvas of the Mashiach, which in our Gemara doesn't. So if there was a reference to Ikvas of the Mashiach, so it would explain why we would want to bring a pasuk that showed that we use the language of Ikvot, so that it's in the footsteps. But otherwise, it's difficult to see what this is doing here. And the Marshal takes it out, and the Gross says, well, take out the Marshal, whatever, anyway. Okay, Tanya, Rav Yehuda Eimer, Dorsha ben David Bav, at the time, the generation when Mashiach is due, so there will be such a reduction in the learning, and the behold yeshivas that will be empty. Remember, in those days, the Batei Knesset, the Batei Midrash used to be outside of the town. So there's not going to be anybody in there. So they'll turn them into whorehouses, because anybody who wants to go out and have fun will go out to where there used to be the Beis Avad. Hagalil Yecherav, Hagavlan Yasham, exactly what the Gavlan is in clear. There is a place that's called, as Rashi points out, there's a place that's called Haaretz Hagavli in Yehoshua. There might have been a place of that particular name, others suggest. Anshe Gvul Yisavavumi Ir Le'ir V'lo Yechonanu. Mishmar HaGvul will be going from city to city, and people are not going to treat them properly. And Chochmat HaSofrim Tisrach, that the Chochma that used to be of Tamid HaChomrim is going to just turn rotten. V'yir'eich hate Yima'esu, people will hate those who have Yirah Shamayim. Ufnei Ador Kifnei HaKelev, people, some say it means literally, people start looking like dogs. You do see a lot of people like that around. But Pashto says it's a reference to the same idea of the chutzpah yazki. It's like, there's a lot of cute pshatim that are said about the Pnei. There's a famous pshat by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, I believe it is, who said that the Pnei Ador Kepnei HaKelev is, you'll notice whenever you're walking your dog, the dog always walks ahead, right? But it turns around all the time to see where you are, make sure you're around. That's a pshat, Pnei Ador Kepnei HaKelev. That the leaders who pretend to be leading are just looking around like a doggy to make sure that they're doing what they're approved to be doing. So nobody's going to be leading. Nobody's going to have any serious opinions. And it's just chaotic. Emet ne'ederet. Truth will be gone. Shemar vatiya emet ne'ederet. Because as it says, this it says, beferish in the pasuk in Yeshayahu, that truth will disappear. V'sor meira mishtolel. What does that mean exactly? Vatiya emet ne'ederet. Amri devei rav, melamit shenaseit adarim adarim v'olechet lo. That it's not that there won't be any kind of shitas that makes sense. It's just that everybody's going to have their own little approach, you know, and they'll just end up being anshe shlomenu and anshe shlomenu and not able to share with anybody else. And in the end, everything disappears because it has no kiyum. And when it continues to say Vesor Mira Mishtolel, somebody who turns aside from Ra will Mishtolel, what does that mean? It means Amitavei Rebbe Shila, Kol Mishesar Mira Mishtolel ala Briot, will be considered by the Briot to be out of his mind. This Mishtolel is going crazy. What do I understand? You're trying to be makbir on not doing those averas. What are you, nuts? Everybody does those averas and so on. So that's you look at them as they're crazy. Or my Rava. You know, I used to think there's no place where you've got kushta b'alma. To say that there would be a city of truth, I don't believe there's any place where you can actually find people who are normal. They're not going to lie. But, you know, there was a guy I knew, and he used to say the truth. And Amali Arumi Rabbanan, whose name was Rav Tavut, some say his name is Rav Tavyumi. Anyway, I could tell you, this guy was absolutely reliable. Yavi Yavi Lekol Chalolo De Alma. You could have given him every bit of cash in the world. He would never have told me something that wasn't true. And he told me this. He said that Zimna Chari Kol Lahu Atar once came to a city that was called the City of Truth. They called it Kushta. So, and in that place, nobody would ever say any type of lie. They wouldn't change the absolute truth. So it wouldn't be Mishane B'diburayu, which is like not just not telling a lie, but it means wouldn't switch something in a way that was even a white lie, the whitest of lies. V'lo avi ma'ase inish me'asa b'lozine. No one ever died there before a ripe old age. And I actually married a woman from that city. This fellow tells me, "Nasivi yitta minhon va'avili tarta minin mina." I had two sons with this woman, and one day, "Avayasva divisiva kochayfa resha." So one day, my wife was in the shower, she was washing her hair, and my neighbor, which was really her friend, Ataishi bebafta, tarfa dasha, and she knocks on the door. She wants to speak to my wife. Now, I didn't think that it was appropriate to share what my wife is doing intimately in the bathroom at that point. I wasn't going to tell her my wife is shampooing her hair. It's like, you know, I just didn't think it was nice. So, sever lavur achara. So I just said to her, she's not here now. Lesach. And after that, my two sons died. Shchivuli tartan bini. And then people came in from the town and said, look, we can't have people like you here. I mean, why in the world did anybody die young in your house? So I told them what happened. So they said to me, please, can you please leave this town? Don't bring death into us. We've managed so long. We don't need people like you here. Tanya, Rabbi Noray Omer, Dorsha ben David Babo, Narim Yalbino Penezikinim. This will be a generation where these teenagers, or young people, they always know better, and they will actually put to shame and speak with chutzpah against zakenim. And not only that, but the zakenim yamdu lifnei narim, that the older people will put up with it. Yes, youth is king. And that's what everybody, you know, you have all these old guys with their long white hair driving around on motorcycles to pretend to be young, you know. So, yeah, a bunch of perennial hippies. And that's going to be like the new standard. So Zakenim will be Oymed Lifnei Naharim. And then the writer starts quoting the Lashon of the Pasuk in Micha, where it says, Bat Kama Be'ima Kala Be'chamota. Daughters will stand up and fight their mothers. Daughter-in-laws will fight their mother-in-laws. Pnei Ador ke Pnei HaKelev. And as we said before, whatever the Pshatim are in Pnei HaKelev, the Ein HaBein mitbayesh mi aviv. The son has no shame in front of his father, not in how he speaks, not in how he acts. Tanya Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Dor Sheben David Babo, Ha'azut terbe chutzpah will be just all over the place. Anything that had some sense of honor will be, in the end, will end up becoming corrupted. Others learn, Hayakar Yuvat. So that makes a little bit more sense. So that's a little bit of a different girsa than what Rashi seems to have, which is our girsa yoker yavet. If it's our yakar yuvat, so then that means more grammatically what we were saying. Hagefen yiten priyova yayin biyoker. There'll be lots of wine, you know, but there will be a big market for wine because people are looking for alcohol to forget their troubles. V'nebchar kol ha-malchut l'minut, as we saw before, that everyone will start believing postmodernism nonsense. Ve'en tochecha, there's nobody who can give tochecha. Yisayel el Rabbi Yitzchak, the Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, ein ben David ba, at shi taper kol ha-malchut l'minut, that the whole civilization will turn into minus, which is, of course, our times. Omar Rava Mikra, Kulo Hafach Lavan. Where do we see this? Because the Torah's Merami is this with the Din of Tzaraas. If the entire body turns white, which is all Tzaraas, then it becomes Tahar. So once people lose all connection to reality, that's the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will start over again. Look, it says beferish that after the terrible things that happen in the Tochacha, and it turns out that people have no longer any hope, there's Ephes Atzur V'Azuv. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will end up saving Klal Yisrael. So that means that Ein Ben David Ba'ad Sheyirbu HaMosorot. Look, all of the most awful things that are part of Ozlat Yad, Ephes Atzur V'Azuv, we have the Mozarot, but Parshas means the people that are informers to the government, people that undermine others. Davar Acher Hashit Ma'atu HaTalmidim, there will be fewer and fewer people who actually learn Torah seriously. Davar Acher Hashit Tichle Putam Min HaKis, there will no longer be any pennies even. In the pocketbooks, this is some very interesting achronim before the present time. During the time when the Industrial Revolution were making people rich and there was a tremendous amount of this chiddush. We're used to it today that you have people walking around who are billionaires. But there was this tremendous chiddush at the time. And of course, it was always the Jews that became these very rich people. So Sforim discussed this. So what does this mean? This means the Mashiach is never going to come. We've got so many rich people. And it says, it's only Achitech Lepruta Min HaKis. I think it might have been the Rashash, actually, who said wrote this. That Achitech Lepruta Min HaKis means that there won't be pennies anymore because they won't be worth anything. So people only have $5 bills, right? So if you want change, you're not going to be able to get change for anything. So if you want to buy a Coke, you'll have to spend the $5 for the Coke. Anyway, there's something to that as well. Shenemar. Yes, that's exactly. Right, beautiful. They stop making pennies. Keep your pennies, by the way. Dover Acher, Achit Yashu Min HaGeula, people will give up on there ever being a Geula. Shenemar V'Efes Atzur V'Yasuv, it's that people feel no one, it's like no hope for us. Nobody's helping us. Nobody's protecting us. K'v'yocho Ein Somech V'Ozer LiYisrael. It's like they've given up. God has forgotten about us. And that is when Mashiach will come. Kol Rabbi Zera. This is Rabbi Zera's point. Rabbi Zera would find Talmidim that were being Isaac in the sugya, you know, so we want Mashiach now, and they're putting up signs, and they're talking about when is Mashiach coming, and so on. So he would say to them, I'm begging you, I'm begging you, Lotarachaku, don't stop Mashiach from coming. All of this nonsense talk prevents Mashiach from coming. The Tanina, the Brita, says, Shlosha boim be'ezachadas. There's three things that come when they're least expected. And that would be Mashiach finding a wallet with $1 million in it and getting stung by a scorpion. That's the last thing that you expect when you stick your hand into your pocket. I know someone this actually happened to. Stuck her hand into the pocket of her bathrobe and there was a scorpion in the pocket. Omer of Katina and got stung. Sheet alfe sheni have alma. So history of a civilized world in terms of a world that we relate to in the Tanakh is 6,000 years. And then for 1,000 years, there won't be any history. V'chad charuf. Shinamar v'nizkav Hashem levado b'yomahu. There's that one day, and one day by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember, is ke'elef shanim b'inecha, k'yomet bo'ki avor. So that one day means that there will be a thousand-year period in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechadesh ha'olamai, and there won't be any of the world that we know about. Abaye Omar? No, it's 2,000 years. Because it says in the Pasuk, Yechayenu miyomayim, is a Pasuk in Hosea, Yechayenu miyomayim, b'yom ha'shlishi yekimenu v'nechye lefanav. So basically, I mean, most of the Mefarshim understand this to mean that there will be two Batei Mikdash, and then in the third day, meaning in the time of the third Beit HaMikdash, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be making us finally, but we've never really tasted what it meant to have a complete time of Geula. But Abaye takes it to mean literally that we will have after 2 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mechaya. So those 2 days are a reference to the Shnei Yomim Kiyomet Moki Avor, and Memela means 2,000 years. But we have a Raya in the Brayta like Rav Katina, and it's 1,000 years. Because it says, Kishem Shashvi'it B'Shamet Et Shana Achat V'Shev HaShanim, the same way that we have a Shemitah, which is 1 year every 7 years. Kacha Olam Shamet Elef Shanim L'Shivat Alafim Shana. So too, in terms of the broader history, we have 6,000 years of history, and then 1 year of Shemitah. There's all types of remuzim over here. Remember, we learned together. We've discussed that in the Ramban in the Dinim of Shemitah v'Yovel, where he explains that the nature of Maisa Bereishis is expanding patterns, so that the idea of the Shishas Yomim Bereishis, followed by a Shiva Yom HaShvi of Shabbos, is expressed in the years of the Shemitah of Shishas Yomim, which would mean that then there would be another broader Shishas Yomim, which would be every time there's Shishas Yomim and a Shemitah. So in the Yovel of the Eilam, there will be also a new Yovel. Okay, and this is Mamesa, the Rabbeinu Bachya. I mean, the Rabbeinu Bachya over there says that this goes on for hundreds of thousands of years. This is not like a description of Maisa Bereishis itself. It's talking about an entire history of the cosmos. So it's not really meant to be limited the way that the Gemara is limiting it. But Lamaisa, the question is, whether this is meant like mamash seriously, and in the Maran Avuchim, the Rambam doesn't take these things as being descriptions of reality. He sees them all as being mishalim to different levels of development of the world and so on. And, to say that as people take it to mean literally is very much lav davka. Shenemar, Menizkav Hashem Levado, Bayamahu, Yom Mizmor Shir, Yom HaShabbat, and that's referring to the Yom HaShabbat. Yom HaShabbat is a Yom Shekulo Shabbat, which would mean the Yom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekulo Shabbat, which is 1,000 years, Ki Elef Shanim Benecha, Ki Yom Etmo Ki Avor. Tonet Ve'Elio, look, Sheshet Elef Ripshana Havei Alma. There's basically our history, our local history, is 6,000 years. First 2,000 years were Tohu. Now, if you figure those first 2,000 years, you end up at the 52nd year of Avram Avinu. Remember that Avram Avinu was born in 1948 from the time of the Bria of Adam. And at 52 years old, so Chazal tell us that was the year of HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Charan. HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Charan means that Avram was already spreading some sense of human values that were related to what it would be in the end, that would be Geirus. It was that Nefesh Asher Asu is that he was teaching Torah, which means that at the beginning of 2,000 years, the year 2000 after Adam, there were times in which Torah began to spread. So those were the Shnei Alafim Torah. Those were 2,000 years of the development of Torah. And it was supposed to be that at the end of that period, there were Shnei Alafim Yemot HaMashiach. There would have been, there should have been, 2,000 years of a time in which Mashiach would be here and the world would be expressing its absolute best. And the truth is that this was close to the time that the Rambam describes as the period of the breakdown of Torah that was b'chai of him to write the Mishneh Torah. See, he describes, remember, in the introduction to Mishneh Torah, she talks about how Rabbeinu HaKadosh died, and when Rabbeinu HaKadosh saw in his lifetime the breakdown in Klal Yisrael, that's when he felt it was necessary to start writing things down. That's when we took the Torah Shebaal Peh and turned it into a Mishnah, and then not long after that, there was the beginning of writing down the Brises and of the Shas, so that basically Rebbe, who died close to that time, Rebbe died in the year 3950, approximately. And that meant that over that next period, right after that, which was the Sof, the Tkufa of the Tanoim, that began the time, as the Rambam describes, in which people began scattering all over, and the yeshivas were no longer the way they used to be, with thousands and thousands of people learning Torah. And so they felt that they had to write down the Torah. That was the end of the Shnei Alafim Torah. And then there should have been Shnei Alafim Yemot HaMashiach, but Bavonotenu Shirabu, because of our terrible sins, Yatsu Mehem Mashiach Yatsu, look how much of that time has been wasted, and Mashiach still hasn't arrived. Omerle Eliyahu L'Rav Yehuda Achudu R' Psalach Hasida, Ein Olam Pachot M'Shmonim V'Chamisha Yovalot. So Eliyahu once told Rav Yehuda that there's at least 85 cycles of Yovel in the world. B'Yovel Acharon Ben David Ba. It's okay. So we're talking about over here 42, 50 years, right? So this is exactly 50 times the 85. And then the last period, that will be at a time when it's shayach for Mashiach to come. Omar lo b'tchila b'sofo. Omar lo eini yodea. Now there's another girsa over here that says b'sofo. And that makes more sense, because the next question is that kolel enu kolel. So Rav Yehuda asks Eliyahu, would the Yovel be over by the time Mashiach can come? And he told him eni yodea. If you have our gear, so this doesn't make sense, because if he already said eni yodea, if it's betchilo besofo, so why is he asking him this crazy question? Rav Ashi amar, that's not what he told him. He told him elchi amalei. I'm not telling you when Mashiach is coming, silly. I'm telling you, don't sit around expecting a doorbell from Mashiach before that time. After that, istakile. After that, mechakelo. Shalach le'Rav Chanan bar Tachlif le'Rav Yossi. You know, I found a guy who was holding a Megillah, and it was written in beautiful Ksav Ashuris. It was in Lashon HaKodesh. And it was obviously very old. I asked him, where'd you get this? Amarli, he said, L'chayalot shoromi niskarti. So I was actually working as a gopher for the different soldiers. Different gersos also were who he was working for. But okay, so gersov here is Rom. Ubenginzeromi metzatia. So they used to send me all the time, you know, to what became the Vatican. And I saw all of these old things, and I had to look up things and so on, so I pilfered this. And I took it from there. And in it, I saw that it wrote, L'yachar abat alafim ha-matayim v'tishim v'yechad shana l'briya shel olam. So after the year 4,291, olam yitom. The world will be finished. And then the world as we know it, in other words, will be finished, and then there will be all kinds of crazy things that will start happening. And there will be milchamot taninim, these enormous great powers, which are merumas always in the visions of Daniel, so we call them, you know, the monsters. Mehen milchamas Gog and Magog. And the rest of that, after that period when all these wars and the crazy things are over, then will be the Yemot HaMashiach. But the new world that will become ultimately the time of Tzigas HaMeisim and Elam Haba, that is only going to be after 7,000 years from modern Mauritian passes. Rav Acha Borei de Rav Amar, Liacha Chameshet Alafim Shana Itmar, didn't say in that thing after 4,200 years, it said after 5,291 years. That's how we must understand it. Tanya Rebbe Nasir Amar, look, all of this is a waste of time. It's nonsense. There's one pasuk that makes it very, very clear that no matter how many of your brilliant ideas you have, there's always going to be another explanation that's going to put it off further. So you can stop wasting your time because you get all the way down to the Tahom. Look at this pasuk and you'll see what I mean. Ki od chazon lamoed. There's always another pshat and another way of seeing this vision that was given over. And as far as when the real time is concerned, you're wasting your time. V'yafeach laketz v'lo yechazev. One thing is for sure, that there's going to be a final pshat of that will speak of Yafeach will speak out the Kates, and that will be the only one that's not a lie. But I can tell you one thing. If this goes on forever, don't worry about it. The final time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for Mashiach can't be put off. So then if it doesn't ever show up, you could be certain there's going to be a point where things are going to start working. Which means, if you read this pasuk, which means that all of the business that everybody's been publishing in these dates of Mashiach and so on, lo karabotenu, you know, there was this big drasha, everybody used to say, well, it says in Daniel, ad idan v'idanim uplagidan, everybody made a big fuss about that one, you know? I mean, after all, it says idan v'idanim, so that must mean that if you put together the times and the another half a time, so what is the time? The times, what are the times? So put together Mitzrayim of 400 years and put that together with Bavel of 70 years. And then take that and double it because it's Idanim and take that with another half. Okay. So then if you put that all together, it would mean take 3.5 times the 400 and the 70, and then you'll end up with the time of Mashiach. Well, that's long past and it ain't ever happened. So you throw out that one, you know? And there's another big one. Velo Rebbe Smaloi, that was another fad. Rebbe Smaloi's fads. Everybody was following that. Shahayadoresh ech altem lechem dima vatashkemo bidema'od shalish. Ah, so he was Madaik and Apasik, that what that must mean is that they had to drink the ma'ot a third. Okay, so that would be the same idea. Okay, so that means that if we've got the 470, like I explained before, and the third time will be triple that. Long gone. Forget Rabbi Smaloi, okay? Now, the next big fad was Rabbi Akiva. Drinking tears. Interesting. There's a child's book like that, you know? About this poor sad, it was a rabbit. I just used to drink tears to keep itself alive. Now, the next big fad was Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva, he was Doris the Pasek. Of od ma'achat ma'ati vanimar ish et ha-shomayim v'et ha-aretz. He was Dorish from Chagai, that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for the second time, then there'll be a period of a fast Malchus, which he thought that they would mean. This was referring to Bar Kokhba, and then Mashiach would come. And we all know that Rabbi Akiva, as the Rambam talks out, it was a good hope, but nothing came of it. So then that would mean that in reality, that pasuk was talking about something else entirely, which was Malchus Rishon, Shivim Shana, and the Malchus Shnia, Chamishim Veshtayim Shana. This means the actual Malchus, means the time that there was real a real sense of being in charge of our own destiny. This was really only very quickly 70 years of the Hashmonaim. The rest of the time was under so much external pressure. 52 years of the time of Hurdas, and then 2.5 years of the Bar Kokhba. And that's all there was, you know? So, in fact, the Ramban talks out that it's not that this was all nonsense, but that there are many, many points in Jewish history that, like we saw before, about Chizkiyahu and about Sancheriv and about Gog Magog, this idea of a Mashiach is not a particular thing. It's that there are times where it would be possible for there to be a real recovery of Klal Yisrael. And those are real times. There are merumas in the Pasuk. But they don't mean that anything has to be, which is what the Rambam is saying. Nothing has to be, and therefore you're wasting your time. You want to talk about how it works out in the end. That's, nobody knows. Even the Navi who spoke about it didn't know. And there was no Kabbalah. The Rambam speaks it out. The Nevi'im had no Kabbalah. The Chachamim had no Kabbalah. There is no information. And therefore, this is all boichs for us in the end, which are looking for remuzim. And there's no point. What is the point? What are you going to get out of this? Like, things are going to be better because you've got, you know, closer hopes or further hopes. What are you wasting your time for? So what is that really referring to? It's very strange lashon. Yafeach laketz. That's the way you talk about to speak, is to be mefiach. Omar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omar Rabbi Yonatan. It's a remez. They should drop dead, these guys. Tipach atzman shomechashvei kitzim. The bones of these people that sit around talking about this nonsense all the time, they should all drop dead. Oh, you omrim. Yeah, because, I mean, if our time hasn't happened, you know, Comet Bebop or whatever didn't show up on time to take us all to a better place, it means we should all commit suicide. I mean, kiven shi gia kates v'loba, that's a proof there never will be a Mashiach shuven oba. This is all nutty. Chakelo, what's your business? Imit mama, chakelo. Shema Tomar. So you'll say, yeah, it's all very nice to say, wait, you know. Maybe we're waiting, but God isn't waiting. So what's the point of our waiting? So maybe that's what you'll say. Anu b'chakim, but who ain't omechakeh? Tamud lomar, l'chein yechakeh Hashem l'chanamchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's being mechakeh to be able to do whatever he can for you. L'chein yorum l'rachamchem. The whole point is that everything is uplifted in order to be merachem on you. So then you'll say, so if that's the case, look, if we're waiting and he's waiting, what's wrong? Mima Akev, so why isn't he here yet? That's Midas HaDin. Oy vavoy, this problem with this Midas HaDin jazz has been with us for a long time. So Midas HaDin is Ma'akev. No, so if that's the case, so if Midas HaDin is Ma'akev, what are we waiting for? We know things are not getting better. So why are we being mechakim? Lama mechakim? Well, we're mechakim because the point is that we want to be mekabel sachar, not to give up. And that's actually what ends up making him come. Shenema ashrei kokochelo. Being involved in that mechakeh changes your life, changes the world that you really see yourself living in, and happy are all those who will end up being mechakeh, and because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the end, mechanamchem. Maybe that's the pshat. Again, it's not, as I said, this perek is not there to give answers. That's for sure. It's to show patterns. Om Rabbi, lo pochot alma mitlatin v'shita tzadike demekabel apeshchina b'chol dora. There's never going to be a time that there aren't 36 people that are tzaddikim that are able to be mekabel pnei shechina in any generation. Shenemar ashrei kol chochelo. We just had that pasuk. Happy is anyone who is able to sit and be mechakeh lo. What is lo? All of those who are mechakim are lo. There's a minimum of lamed vav. The gematria tzlatim v'shitavis. This is where the idea of lamed vav tzaddikim comes from. But that doesn't seem to be true. because Rava says that Dora de Kamiku Chabrichu, Tamanisre Alfeavi, that there's 18,000 people that are in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which apparently means that they're being Mekabel Pnei HaShechina. That's 18,000 people. And you're saying Abaye says only 36 people. So, I mean, 36 people, even if we give 36 people to every Dora, and we say that this pasuk is a reference to the totality of the Doras, it still doesn't make sense to get to 18,000 people. So how do you get that? Now, the truth is that this whole pasuk, Shenema, Saviv Shmona Sarelef, which is the end of Yechezkel's vision of what the Olam is like, is really the Pashtus in the pasuk. It's referring to what Yerushalayim is going to end up being Bizman HaMashiach. It doesn't have anything to do with people. We're just taking for granted that the Ramazim in Yechezkel of the 18,000, these were the 18,000 kones, the measuring rods, each one of them being the six amos, so is all that it's referring to, not that it's the actual people. So again, it's clear that the Gemara is taking for granted that there are multiple level of meaning to the nature of what is meant by days, or the nature of what's meant by measuring rods, and that these are all things that are remote. Anyway, so how do we explain the fact that according to Abaye, there's 36, and according to Rava, there's 18,000, maybe over a long time, but it's still much more than that. Well, the difference is that Abaye was talking about there are those people who have such a closeness to the Shekhinah that it's as if they're looking through the Shekhinah as a reflection in a mirror, which is very clear. And Rava was talking about 18,000 on the Darga of Nevi'im, not like Moshe Rabbeinu. And these people, obviously, Lasid Lava, doesn't mean in their lifetime, where there was no other Navi Kemosha. But is there really so many people? Minafishe Kulei Hai? That there's 36 people? Remember the famous mimer from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? And Omar Chizkiah, Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He said about himself, Ra'iti b'nei aliyah v'ein mu'atim. Listen, I've looked around and tried to find people that are on a madriga of being able to be Eile in the Shamayim. And there are very few such people. So I can tell you, if there's 1,000 such people, I know that I and my son are definitely 2 of those 1,000. If there's 100 such people, I still know that I'm Niyuv Nimehen. And if there's only 2 such people in the world, I know who it is. It's me and my son. So, okay, so then if that's the case, so then it means that according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it's possible that there were only 2 people. And Abaye says it's got to be Lamed Vav Tzadikim. So where are these Lamed Vav Tzadikim hiding out? If Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, I couldn't find any, and maybe there's just me and my son. No, that's not a kasha. There's different madrigas. Lo kasha. Vada Ailei Vivar, Vada Ailei Vilobar. Abaye was talking about people who are in Madrega to be Mekabel Pnei Shechina, but they can't just walk in without knocking, I mean, they have to get permission, they have to daven, and they have to be Messiah, whatever, so they could come in and be in front of the Shechina. But there's some people, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was referring to, they can walk on without knocking. That's what we're talking about. He was saying people like that, I only found, maybe it's just 2. I don't know. Omar Rav, how about forgetting all of this garbage? Kolo kola kitzim. All of these kitzim, they're all over. They've long been over. And I don't care if you're talking about the Chachomim, Reb Smaloi, Reb Akiva, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. It's all finito. So right now, Ein Adover Toloi, Ela B'tshuva, Maizim Taiva. The kitzim are finished. It's the moment that there's any way to get around this Midas Adin, then we would immediately see Mashiach coming. The only thing that is ma'akev is the fact that people are simply refusing to do teshuva and to start acting like human beings. Where Shmuel says, no, chas v'chalila, you don't need teshuva in order for Mashiach to come. You don't think it's enough? Dayon la'avel she'amod de'avlo. What happens? Chas v'shalom, someone loses a member of the family. So they have their shiva and they have their shloshim. Do they need to do teshuvah? And if they don't do teshuvah, they're going to be an avil forever. There's no such thing. There are responses in the world. It's enough. 7 days of avelus, 30 days of avelus. Nobody's going to come to them and say, sorry, you can't come back and sit in your seat in the shul because we don't see that you've done teshuvah. There's responses. The world that we are in is a mess as a response. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has seen enough of this avelus, or the other, Rashi suggests either pshat, or Yisrael has seen enough of this avelus. And the avelus ends after the time that is required. Why would we need to do teshuva? Now the truth is, this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is a machlokas tanoim. Because Rebbe Eliezer omer, im Yisrael osim teshuva nigalim, im lav ein nigalim. Okay, so that seems to be what Rav was saying, that only if Bar Yisrael does teshuva, so then there will be a geula. If not, not. Amalei Rebbe Yehoshua, im ein osim teshuva, ein nigalim. So what are you claiming? That there won't be a geula? Is that what you're claiming? Now, the truth is that the question about how to be geirus over here in the Yerushalmi, not here in Sanhedrin, but in Tainus, that has in between these words not the word Ella, but the word Aleph Lamed, which was Omar Le, he said to him, which makes a lot of sense, as you'll see, as the sugya goes on, that this was a response. Here we don't have it as a response. We have it as Rabbi Yeshua's opinion that, so what are you saying? Which is mashmah, he agrees that you need to do teshuvah. And I've been arguing. And the only question is, will HaKadosh Baruch Hu keep putting on the pressure until Klal Yisrael does teshuvah? As I said, the gears in the Yerushalmi is, what are you saying? Are you saying well, there's not going to be a geula? And Rebbe Eliezer was the one who responded, no, I maintain that definitely there needs to be teshuvah for geula, but that's not a contradiction to say, so maybe there won't be a geula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could keep putting on the pressure until there is a geula. So that would be the other girsa. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then bring a melech like Haman and force Klal Yisrael to do teshuvah. In the end, Yisrael osim teshuvah u'machzirin lemutav. Right, because otherwise, what are they arguing about? They're both agreeing that the Gemara was trying to say to Rav and Shmuel about whether you need teshuva is gufa machlokas tanaim, and over here it seems from our gear so that everybody's agreeing you need teshuva, and they're not arguing. They're just a question of whether they need to. Does Klal Yisrael need to do its own teshuva, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is good enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will force them to do teshuva? So Omer lo Rebbe Yehoshua, sorry, Tanya Ida, Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, it's another price we have more riots. Rebbe Eliezer says, Im Yisrael osim teshuva nigalim, shenemar shuvu banim shavavim erpam shuvotechet. So you see, it says Beferish, if you do teshuva, so then I will cure you. Omer lo Rebbe Yehoshua, how can you say that? V'lo kvar ne'amar chinam nimkartam, you were sold for nothing, v'lo bekesef tigaylo. And you won't have to pay money to get it out of the mess you're in. Chinam nimkarta means for shtuyot, for this avodas kochavim, it's so stupid. I mean, so for this, you're going to say because Klal Yisrael are stupid, people are insane, so because of that, we're going to be in Gagolas forever. Avodas kochavim. So below the kesef tigayelu, you don't need, you saw before that we use kesef, tzora kesef biyado as a reference to the tzaddikim, the maisim tovim. So that is lo bekesef tigaelu. You don't need tshuva maisim tovim, even without that. Because if the whole thing was idiotic in the first place, and just because of insanity, so when sanity is restored, then sanity is restored. Why tshuva maisim tovim for shtuyot? I mean, it's a joke, the kind of things that we're talking about over here, is what the pasuk implies. This is similar, remember, to the Gemara about Yitzchak Avinu, who laughs when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, your children have made such a mess of things. Now, what are we supposed to do? And Yitzchak starts laughing at him, a mess of things. They don't even have time to go to the bathroom. Don't mean to get me a mess of things. I make a mess of things, right? So this is that same type of approach. So that would be the approach of that we have over here of Rabbi Yoshua. So then Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yoshua, but it says, Shuvay laiva, shuvay lechem. So you return to me, and I'll return to you, which means you have to do teshuvah. Says Rabbi Yeshua, what about the pasuk that says, Ki anochi ba'alti bachem, v'lakachti etchem echad meir, v'shnayim imishpacha, v'eveti etchem tzion? So it says, I was ba'alti bachem. That means that I took full ba'alut over you. And that means that it's up to me. I'll bring you to Tzion, and I don't need anything from you. Amala Rabbi Eliezer, but it says, b'shuva v'nachat tivosheyun, that actually there will be a coming of a Mashiach, but only if there's going to be not tshuva that comes from these horrible wars and HaKadosh Baruch Hu forcing you. It says b'shuva v'nachas that you yourself have come to understand reality and have come back to me. Amala Rabbi Eliezer, so what about tshuva v'nachas tivosheyun? Amala Rabbi Yishol Rabbi Eliezer, but it says, Ko amar Hashem goel Yisrael kedosho, livizon nefesh, limitayiv goi, le'eved meishlim bay. Here, take a look at the pasuk, melachim yiru v'kamu, sarim v'yishtachavu, it's mashma, that it's at a time that Klal Yisrael was despised, was looked down at, was the garbage of the earth, and that everyone will see the change, and they'll be shocked at the fact that Klal Yisrael recovered, and so on. So apparently, it's not b'shuvah menachas. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, v'alo kfar ne'amar, im tashuv Yisrael, num Hashem elai tashuv. Look, it says beferish as a condition, im tashuv, if, okay, and if not, not, and stop giving me your arguments. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, v'alo kfar ne'amar, v'eshma ta'ish levush abadim, Hashem ima'al mimei ha'yahor. I myself heard in Daniel, I heard the man who was clothed like Gavriel HaMalach in the Badim. He was clothed in linen throughout that story. And he's standing over the waters of the river. And he lifted up his right hand, Vayorim Yamino. And then he lifted his left hand up to the Shamayim. And he swore, Bechai Olam, Ki Lemoed Moadim V'chetzi U'kechalot Napetz Yad HaMkodesh Tichlena Kalela. That there's going to be at the time that Klal Yisrael no longer has the power to do anything with themselves. They just have totally given up. There is that time, Lumoid Moadim V'chetzi, which essentially is the same as Ad Idan V'danim V'plag Idan. Anyway, it says Im Tashuv. Im Tashuv doesn't have to mean if. Im Tashuv, remember, Im can be also when. If and when. So when. And at that point, Shatak Rebbe Eliezer gave up. Which is mashma, that he was made, that Rabbi Yoshua was right. So then how do you explain the Rambam? Where the Rambam says, beferish, that ein Yisrael nigalim ela b'tshuva. If the Gemara ends up saying, shasak Rabbi Eliezer gave up, and apparently you don't need tshuva. This is classic Rambam. So as we saw, the inyan of the Rambam is in Perek Shvi. The way that he puts together these two inyanim, that va'olam yishtadel adam la'asos tshuva kedei sheyomus v'hu bal tshuva, comes hand in hand with kol anavim kulam tzivu chala tshuva, etc., etc., ve'ein yisrael nigolim ela v'tshuva, v'sof yisrael la'asos tshuva. It's exactly the same thing. The Rambam understands that the idea of a year of the Shasak Rebbe Eliezer is that all of these are descriptions of reality. Klal Yisrael, it's not the Pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to force them to do teshuva any more than it's the fact that we're saying that Kedeshi Yomus Vubal Teshuva means the terror of death will force you to do teshuva. That isn't the point. The point is that this is a process that is so built into the identity of what it is for a nation whose entire vision is this Mechakelo, is that that is the natural, unavoidable end of things. That's how the Rambam understands the whole idea over here. And that it's therefore the Shasak Rebbe Eliezer is exactly this. I'm not saying that I'm giving up that there won't be a need for tshuva. It's that There's no need to force anything. This is the way history works out, in the same way that this is the way that individual lives work out when they have a vision and a vector, and this is how it ends. Oh, I think that's it. So,
it was remarkable how many people who were leading the dictatorial central Israel under Hamas. Right? That's what kept them going. Like, it's not something which they
have. What is your point? I mean, Hamas is... Yeah, but Hamas is Melech Kosher Kahaman. That's not a riot. That would be not that he was Shazak. Rambam said, you don't need Kosher Kahaman. I see that there's a hand from a handy, who is otherwise known as Moshe Reuven Handel.
Yes, I just wanted to understand it a little better in this discussion. Well, look, Barnab, the Ephah had a collection of Sufi, but nobody's responding to anybody. So why is...
Right, yeah. Right, so that's always like that. I'm not coming to explain your pasuk. I'm coming to explain my pasuk. So the Gemara will always ask, V'idach. But over here, as I've said, I think the whole point of this perek is the showing patterns in which the overall weight of the way that the Torah takes things for granted is in a particular direction. That was the whole thing of Trias HaMesim in HaTorah, is that you got to be crazy to argue on Trias HaMesim in HaTorah. If it's not in HaTorah, so what is the Torah based on? Right? It's like when the Rambam speaks about the Inyan of Schar and Onesh and the choice, the fact that you are able to choose. So he can't bring any proof. Notice he seems desperate because he keeps talking and talking. And what would be the whole point of Kol HaTorah Kula? I said, what kind of argument is that? Does it say so or does it not say so? It's more than saying so. Yes, I'll bring this pasuk and all that, but what the heck are you thinking? Umam mokum ayul kol haTorah kula. And what would be the point of kol divrei hanaviim? And what, I mean, like, what are we talking about? It's like these mishugoyim. Let's start analyzing whether Israel is the greater evil in the world or Hamas is the greater evil. Okay. You know, so there's really a point in this discussion. This is what's his name? He went into Oxford. They had that debate. He started off with that he literally thought it was a joke when he was invited for this. He thought it was some pro-Israel lobby had stuck that in to make it look to everybody how stupid this debate is. Prager, Dennis Prager. This was just recently. What are we talking about? First tell me what we're talking about. You know, you don't see this, you don't see this, you don't see this. This is what we're going to debate. That's mamish. The Rambam sounds desperate over there. But that's the point. That's not desperation. That's like the ultimate, you know. There's nothing to discuss. I think that's goofy, the inyonim over here. Well, what are you going to do with this? What are you going to do with that? There's nothing to discuss. What are we talking about? So the whole perek is basically expressed on that level. How do we appreciate the overall patterns of history, of our mythos, of Vaisabarashis, of the Derech of Geula? You take a look at these things, you say, oh my gosh, that is so wild. And you know, that's the type of things that we're responding to today also. This is wild. It's absolutely crazy stuff. And it like makes all the things that we were talking about before, I mean, which we thought were like such exaggerations. You haven't seen a tenth of it, you know? It's an amazing time, this is exactly the type of anhaga that you want to hear. Don't give me answers. That's this perek. Don't give me answers. We're talking about life, the universe, and everything, and there are no answers. We want to have 42. That's what you want to hear. You're not going to get an answer like that. So that's mamish. The whole perek is like this. I find it mamish humorous because of this. It's that type of humor, of Yitzchak's humor. Like, what are we talking about here? Okay, I don't know whether, you know, maybe just my own idiosyncrasy, but I don't see that there's any other approach to this perek. I mean, it's created as a joke. You're really going to bring a riot. I prove to you absolutely clearly that there must be a Trias HaMesim. For heaven's sakes, you know, take a look at the womb and take a look at the grave. Okay. If you find anybody that's persuaded, let me know.